Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is Apostle Sadie Elliott. So glad you have stopped by the program today. We have an exciting topic, and if anybody want to talk on this topic, feel free, hit one on your keypad, and I'll bring you in. If you'd like to call a neighbor, a friend, a family member, give them the number, area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. And before we start, I have a few words of prayer. Well, gracious Father, we come this morning, morning in the most humblest way that we know how. We come lifting up the name of Jesus. We come to give you praise, dear Heavenly Father. Move Sadie out of the way, dear Heavenly Father, and let the Holy Spirit walk up and down me that will convey the message that you will have your listeners to hear today, dear Heavenly Father. Let it be something that they will incorporate in their life each and every day, dear Heavenly Father. God, we give you the praise today, and we give you the glory in the blessed name of Jesus. We pray. Amen, and thank God. Well, today, I'll be coming, as you know, from Scripture, and the title we have here today is, Why Do So Many People Seem So Unhappy? I know if you've been to the store, you've been to church, Bible study, you go to the movers, and you go different places, the filling station, and you see the expression on their faces. And they're always complaining. They seem so unhappy. So today I say, why do so many people seem so unhappy? Well, you know, when I thought about that, you know, human beings are creatures of both simple and complex needs. A newborn child cries out every few hours with hunger that need to be satisfied. That same child will suffer emotional starvation if his or her need for love, affection, and affirmation go unmet. You know, teenagers and adults crave social acceptance, material success, personal significance. How do we know which need must be satisfied and which are selfish wants that can be denied? You know, the Bible tells us that God is the source of all truth and lasting satisfaction. If we learn to trust him in faith, he will guide us in discerning our healthy needs and harmful desires. So for my tag words today, I'm using satisfactory, contentment, happiness, and discernment. And I'm going to go to the scripture so you can follow along with me if you have your Bibles with you. And it's in the Bible if you have not tore your pages out. We're going to Ecclesiastes first, chapter 1. And I'm going to read verses 8 through 11. And the word of God say, all things are full of labor. Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. The things that has been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no need, there is no new thing under the sun. Is there anything whereof it may be said? See, this is new. It has been already of old time which was before us. And verse 11 says, there is no remembrance of former things, neither shall there be any remembrance of things that are to come with those that shall come after. You know, as I was reading that and looking at the topic, no matter how much we see, we are never satisfied. No matter how much we hear, we are not content. You've seen people, I don't care what you do for them, they're always complaining. They're never satisfied. They're always unhappy. You can bring them flowers, candy, take them to a movie, take them on a vacation, but they always seem to be unhappy. I know you have some people like that in your family, some people in your church, some people in your circle that always complaining. And as we go further, I went over to John, the 4th chapter. And let me turn over to John. I'm going to read just a little bit of that. And you can write those scriptures down and go back at your leisure and read them for yourself. Let me turn over to John and see what this has to say with what we're talking about today. John, the 4th chapter, is going to go from the 4th to the 42nd verse, but I want to read them all. You can read them at your leisure. And the 4th verse said, "And he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, next to the parcels of ground that Jacob gave to his son, Joseph. Now Joseph's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, set through on the well, and it was about the 6th hour. There come a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples was gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of the Samaritan? For the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans. And Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knew the gift of God, and who it is that said to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldn't have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. And that's what God is saying today. You know, the water, he was letting her know, the water I give thee, take away them altogether. It becomes a perpetual spring within them, giving them eternal life. And no matter, God can give you all the material things, you still want more. You still not contented. You want something everybody else have, or you think they had. You don't know how they obtained it, how they got it. And you walking around so unhappy. God said in his word that he will supply your needs and give you some of the wants. But he want to make sure your needs are supplied. I'm going to give an example. You have a nice car, a decent car you're using, or a truck or SUV. It's paid for. There's nothing wrong with it. Why are you down there worrying about what Joe Blow, Robert Earl, Mary Q, they got a brand new SUV 2023. You don't know how Mary Jo, Robert Earl, gonna pay for that car. But yours is paid for. God done bless you to pay yours off. All you do is keep up the upkeep on it. But people are so unhappy because they want everything somebody else got. You don't know, it might not be that season for you to get a new car or a new SUV. I'm just using, throwing that out. It may not be for you to move right now. He didn't give you a place that you've been in 5 or 6 or 7 years, and it's comfortable for you. He already see further down the road what you fishing to come up to, because you see somebody got a brand new house over in River Oaks on Memorial. You want to go down there and settle yourself. You're not working. You don't have a job. You don't have no income, no money saved in the bank. So how you going to afford what Mary Jane got? God gonna give you what you need when you need it. And I find that as I go, when I even go to the bank, and people be looking, I say, come on, smile. Put a smile on your face. It ain't that bad, like that. And then they'll start smiling and, you know, talking and stuff. You know, when you think about it, don't you know somebody else's situation is worse than yours? You come home and you came to work and all your family is living, doing well. But somebody just come in the bank and say, give you a smile, just lost everybody in their family in a car wreck, a bus, a plane thing. Be satisfied with what God have given you. That's okay if you got a house or apartment. You ain't got all the furniture Susan May got down the street. You don't know how Susan May got that. Somebody might have given it to Susan May. It's the same way about the Lord. He'll give you what you need. You don't have to worry about what somebody else got. Just follow the instruction of God, and he will prevail. He will provide everything that you need. Today we are talking about why do so many people seem unhappy. No matter what you give them, what you're telling them, it's so many long faces. You can walk out your house right now and pass four people, and I bet you out them four, you may find one that got a smile on their face or greet you in a nice manner. Most of them, their face look like razors been up against their face all day. And they ain't got nothing to complain about. God just met a need that they didn't know how their rent was going to get paid. And God sent an angel that paid their rent, but they still made. Somebody finna get their lights turned on and don't know how they're going to pay the bill, pay their phone bill, pay their cell phone bill, house bill, their gas. And God opened the door for them. So when you think about it, why people are so unhappy. And, you know, I've noticed the church folk for sure is always unhappy. They're the ones that should be happy to bring the sinner man, woman, boy, or girl in. But they're sitting there with a long face because you didn't call their ABC lecture or you didn't give them a title with some long word on it. All they do is follow the instruction of God. Our tag words today is satisfaction, contentment, happiness, and discernment. We should have some discernment. We should be contented to what God give us. If he took you from up under the bridge and gave you a brand new apartment and furnished it all for you, you still complain. Well, I don't have a microwave. Well, I don't have that with so-and-so God. No, 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 no. God done put you in a place with air condition, hot and cold running water, a bathtub, closet, even give you some clothes. And you still pray. You know, I can think about when I was singing with the Gospel Music Workshop with James Cleveland. He said, people complain, so you, God done bless you. You complain with a loaf of bread under your hand and tell me, well, I'm hungry. Well, he done give you some bread. You got some jelly in there. You got some peanut butter in there. Or you got some butter in there. Put it on the toaster. But and need to drink you some water. You be full. But people always complaining. They're always unhappy. So if anybody would like to say something on this topic today, hit one on your keypad, and I would love to hear from you all today. Don't be scared, because people got to know how to thank God for no matter what they have. Thank God, because you think about all these people getting shot, all these people dying in trailer truck, and all this trying to get to freedom, trying to get just a place to lay their head, trying to get a decent hot and cold meal. Think about it, you all that's on the line today, or those that may be listening in. You know, I went over to Isaiah. Let me turn over there to it, just in case your Bible's not sitting right there with you. We're going to read a scripture over here in Isaiah and see what Brother Isaiah is saying on this topic that we're talking about today. It's going to be Isaiah, the 55th chapter. That's a familiar passage from Mr. Chapter. And as I'm turning to it, I hope you have your Bibles. If not, we can always go back to the archives for the scripture. Isaiah 55, 1 through 13, and I'll just read a few. Ho, everyone that thirsts, come ye to the water, and he has no money. Come ye, buy and eat, yea. Come buy wine, milk without money and without price. Here, God is telling you in the word. He will open the door. You may not have no money today to go plop down on some groceries or go get a brand new car. But here, God is opening the door for you. He didn't let somebody give you a nice truck, a nice SUV. All you got to do is put the insurance on it. You don't have a note. Be thankful of what he blessed you with. And he will open doors for you to get something there. But show him you thankful for what he got. Don't be so unhappy. You know, the verse 2 said, wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which is satisfied? Not hearken diligently to me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. And over in verse 3, it says, incline your ear and come unto me here, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the surest mercy of David. He said, behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. God will give you that. Don't worry about if they don't recognize you. You still keep a smile on your face. God has been good to all of us through this pandemic and everything else going on. God is still good to us, y'all. We got something to smile about, something to be happy about. Just waking up this morning, that's enough to make you happy and not unhappy. To have had a bed you could sleep in, have food in your cabinets or your freezer that you could cook. You shouldn't be walking around unhappy. You should, the saints and the sinner man out there should see, say, it's something about that lady, something about that man. I like to have what they have, because every time I see them, they happy, they jolly. That don't mean everything going right in their family, no. But they know how to take it and strive and give God the praise. Say hallelujah, hallelujah. Just give him the praise today. I went over to Psalm 63. Verses 1 through 5. Let's read what that says. Psalm 63. We're still talking about why do so many people seem unhappy? No matter what you do for them, they're still unhappy. I'm going to read verse of Psalm 63. I'm going to read verses 1 through 13 or 1 close to it. Oh God, thou art my God, earth will I seek thee. Early will I seek thee, and my soul thirst for thee, my flesh long for thee, in a dry and thirsty land when to see, my, to see thy power and thy glory. So as I have seen thee in sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. You know, when you think about it, you can read more of it. And I'll go to 5. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. Here he telling about being joyful in the word, you all. You know, oh God, you are my God. My soul thirsts for you, Lord. You satisfied me more than the richest of foods. You know, God alone can meet our deepest need, no matter what it is. Without taking nourishment from him, we will starve spiritually as surely and as we will starve physically without daily bread. My. Today we are talking about why do so many people seem unhappy. They'll give you 500 excuses, 500 things, the reason they're unhappy. But when you boil down to it and you go to listening to it, picking out and pulling it out, you say, what? That's why you got a frown on your face? God said we have not because we ask not. So why are you walking around pity part with yourself? Pull them out. God wants us to do what he wants us to do, not what we feel we should do. But when we follow God's instruction, we won't go wrong. And, you know, I was thinking about this. I know you say, well, you don't know, Apostle. Well, yeah. You know, does God promise to satisfy all our needs? No. And he God. Because he knows something we are not ready for him yet. We wouldn't know how to handle him. So be content on what God have already given you, what God is doing for you in your life right now. He can't move you to the next level or the next dimension until you have conquered this down here. You know, Proverbs 30, 7 through 9. Let me see what it says on that one. Proverbs 30, 7 through 9. Okay. Let's see. Hallelujah. Okay, Proverbs 30 and verse 7 and 9 say, let me read that. Take my time and read that. Two things have I required of thee. Deny me them not before I die. Verse 8 said, remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food. My. Let me go to 9. Lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain. We're still talking about satisfied, unhappy, contentment, happiness, and discernment. You know, when I awoke, I will be fully satisfied, for I will see, excuse me, you face to face. See, when we woke up this morning, we ought to have been shouting to the rooftop, God, I thank you, I'm still in the land of the living. I thank you that I have food in my cabinets and refrigerator or the freezer to cook. God, I thank you for life, health, and strength. We giving God the praise and thanking him. We're not trying to come to him unhappy, dissatisfied. We want to have some discernment about us. And then if anyone would like to talk on the phone, just feel free. You know, when I awake, I was fully satisfied, for I will see you face to face. You know, spiritual maturity finds satisfaction in intimacy with God. My. Let me say that again. Spiritual maturity finds satisfaction in mere intimacy with God. And over in Matthew, the 5th chapter and the 3rd verse, let's read that. Let's go over to the Brother Matthew and see what Brother Matthew is saying. The 5th chapter and the 3rd verse. And the word of God said, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. He have that all in chapter 5 of Matthew. Blessed, all the way down. 10, really 11 verses. Then he said, rejoice. So while we're unhappy, we shouldn't be unhappy. You know, God bless those who realize their need for him, for the kingdom of heaven is given to them. Jesus promised that the heart hunger for righteousness will be satisfied. You know, I think about it. Is there any danger to being satisfied? I'm glad you asked. Over in Jeremiah 5, it's saying, I fed my people until they were full, satisfied, but they thanked me by committing adultery. My. You know, the sinful heart may take advantage of God's goodness. My. You wonder why people walk around so unhappy. They get up out of the bed without a smile on their face. They don't even say, God, I thank you for waking me up this morning to see a brand new day. Be happy. Because if you know how many people laying in hospitals right now, nursing home, their minds is gone. They would love to connect with somebody, but they in the past, their mind have shut down. They either have Alzheimer's, dementia, but they glad to see the Lord. They glad to hear what he have to say. You know, is there any danger to being satisfied? You know, the sinful heart may take advantage of God's goodness. A sinful heart. You got to make sure that heart is clean, because that heart can be wicked, doing wicked things, saying wicked things. So we have to think about it. why people seem so unhappy. Some of them because the dog barked at them this morning, they're unhappy. He chewed on their pants leg, he's unhappy. You have so many things that people are so unhappy about, it's not even real. It's real and not real. You know, over in 2 Samuel, they say, in the following spirit, the time of year when Cain go to war, but Daniel stayed behind. Yes, he did. He stayed behind. He had, you know, when you think about that, satisfaction, wrongly understood, lead to complacency, which lead to sin. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. My. Over in 1 Samuel 11, chapter 1 through 4, verses say, the following spring, the time of year when Cain go to war, but David stayed behind. Some satisfaction, wrongly understood, leads to complacency. We have to think about, think about the things that we're doing and saying. Because if you always feed negativity to yourself and somebody else, you're going to be unhappy. But if you start talking positive, start encouraging others, start just laying it out before the Lord, he'll put a smile on your face where you be so happy. They say, girl, what you grinning for? What you smiling about? If y'all only but knew how good God is, what God is doing in my life. Think about it. Ezekiel 7 and 19 is saying, you know, he will never satisfy nor feed them, for the love of money made them stubborn unto sin. You know, a lot of men I noticed on the prison Sunday asking about things that they did in the world or what they want to go back to. One of the guys said he's tired of chasing money. And I looked. He said, you know, money for this, money for that. He said, but I need to have my soul saved. I need to be able to enjoy what God have given me already. And if he blessed me with some more, I'm going to be eternally grateful and happy. Just, he said, but I want to follow his instruction. I want to do what he say do. You know, it would never satisfy nor feed them, for that love of money made them stumble. And, you know, over in Hosea, y'all know about Hosea, in the 6th chapter, and the word was saying, but when you have eaten and were satisfied, that you become proud and forgot me from being a blessing. Affluent can be that which leads us into sin. You know, when you know that a person had did all they can to satisfy your needs and your wants, and you still unhappy, it's something wrong with you. It's got to be psychologically. Because if God done blessed you with everything you done asked him for, and you still unhappy, you not happy, there's something wrong with that picture. You know, God satisfied the hungry and thirsty soul. So, you know, when you think about that, being contentment, have contentment on where God have you at right now. Don't worry about because somebody else got something and you don't have it. Don't do that. Say, God, I thank you for right where I'm at right now. I thank you for what you're going to do in the future. I thank you. Let me be happy with what you done give me. Not let me look over at somebody else's yard or somebody else's house and envy them and want that what they got. Let me be contented in what you done blessed me with. And, you know, it's going to come out in the end right. Because you're not sitting there harboring what somebody else has, what somebody else saying, what gift somebody else got that you don't have. No. God don't operate like that. So today our broadcast was on why do so many people seem so unhappy. And if anybody on the broadcast line would like to say something, feel free. I would gladly bring you in. But that's our show for today. I was only doing 30 minutes today. So I hope everyone got something out this. Why do so many people seem unhappy? And you could come up with a whole list of things why people seem to be unhappy. So that's our broadcast today. And our tag words were satisfaction, contentment, happiness, and discerning. I hope you all can come back and come out on Tuesday from 3 to 4 this Tuesday, where we'll be doing the women ministry from 3 to 4. All goes the same. If it's the Lord's willing, we'll be having a show on the same line on Saturday from 3 to 4. So if you can find that in your busy schedule to come in, please come in. Give us some feedback. What you like, what you dislike, what we need to do. So we give God the praise this morning. We give him the glory for who he is. And I thank God for that I can smile, that I can raise my hand, I can move my feet, I can do my toes, I can do my fingers, I can hear. You know, that's some people take all that for granted. But when you don't have that, God will open the door for you. So until next week, I want you all to be blessed. I've enjoyed ministering with you all today. Keep everyone lifted up in prayer that normally be on the line. Ask God for traveling grace from to and fro. In the blessed name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God. That's our broadcast for today. Do tune in next Wednesday and on Saturdays for the women ministry, Women Unified in Christ. And until next week, you all be blessed. Bye-bye.